Today's Amud is Beitza Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, B'saycha Kan U'matza Lefnei HaKan Asurin, that if a person, he designated birds, Erev Yamtif, to use on Yamtif, and then on Yamtif he comes and he finds that the birds aren't in the Kan, they aren't in the nest where he prepared them, where he designated them, rather they're right in front of the nest. So now, presumably you would maybe assume that the birds that you're finding in front of the Kan, it's the same birds that you were masmin, just they left the Kan, now they're in front of the Kan. However, the Mishnah says that no, they're asurin. That the birds, when you find them in front of the Kan, they're asur. Meaning because there's a suffix, now maybe these are different birds. And being that rave birds in the world are muksa, rave birds that are flying around, you weren't masmin, so we go basar rave, and we assume that the bird that you're finding in front of the Kan is coming from the rave of the birds in the world, which are usr. Now even though the bird you were masmin was inside the Kan, and now you're finding a bird right in front of the Kan, so it's like mamish right next door, you might have thought that we should assume it's the same bird, that's the principle of karev. The Mishnah says that no, seemingly, that we go basar rave, that we go basar rave of the birds in the world, and we assume that the bird is usr. So says the Gemara, Lema Mesayeya Leil Rabbi Chanina, this seems to be a raya, our Mishnah seems to be a raya to Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Chanina said a klal, Raivu Karev, Haleich Achar Arayv, that any time you have a stira between being Peshed a Safik, either going Basar Raiv or going Basar Karev, so Rabbi Chanina said that the stronger beerer is Raiv, that you go Basar Raiv, so that seems to be like our Mishnah also, that we're going Basar Raiv over, instead of going Basar Karev. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Abaye Bedaf. Abaye says that no, here, the birds that are in the world are also Karev. Because there's a boar that's right in front of the Kan, that the birds that fly all over the world, they also come, and they stop, and they hang out on this daf. So when we're finding a bird now in front of the Kan, it could have varied, the Karev isn't just the one you were masmin, the Karev is also all the birds in the world. So therefore it's Rive against nothing. It's just, they're both Karev, and then the birds of the world also have a Rive, so that's why we go Basar Rive, and that's why it's Asar. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz, that Bishnei Kinan Zula Malam Izu Askinan. The case of the Mishnah is that you have Kan A on the top, you have Kan B on the bottom, and you were masmin, let's say, just the bird and Kan B. You were masmin just one of them. Let's say just the bird and Kan B. And now you come on Yamtif, and you see that both kinim are empty. Both nests are completely empty. But in front of Kan B, which is the Kan you were masmin, in front of Kan B, you now find the bird. So now they're both, technically A and B are both Karev, and you're only finding one bird. Kan A is empty, and in front of Kan B, you're finding a bird. So says the Gemara, in that case, says Rava, that's the case of the Mishnah, so in which case there is no Karev, they're both Karev, and we just have to be Machmer, we have to assume that maybe this is not the one you are Mazman. And says Rava, V'loi mi ba'i zimim b'tachtoina, V'loi zimim b'elyoina. Of course, it's Pashat, it's more Pashat, if you are Mazman, the one on the bottom, and you were not Mazman, the one on the top, you were Mazman just Kan B on the bottom, and not A on the top, Umatza betachtoina, and now you're finding a bird in front of Kan B on the bottom. So that's pasha that it's aser. V'loi matza belyoina, and you're not finding any bird on the top Kan, on Kan A. So that's pasha asiron damrinim, because we say, hanach azul alma, v'hanach ishtarvuvi ishtarvuv. The birds that were in Kan B, they must have left, this is what we assume. And the ones in Kan A, they went down. It's very easy for birds to go down. I guess apparently they like to go down. To go up is a little bit harder. So Ishtarvuvi Ishtarva Vinachos, they went down and now they're resting over here in Kan B. So that's more Pashat. If you were Masman, the ones on the bottom, and now you're only finding birds on the bottom, so then for sure we have to be Chayshish that the ones on the top came down to the ones on the bottom. The ones on the bottom, they left. And the ones on the top, they came to the bottom. But says Rav, it's not only in that case, Elafilu Zimi Bel Yoina, even if you were Mazmin the birds that were in Kan A, that were on the top Kan, V'loi Zimi Betachtoina, and you were not Mazmin the birds that were on in the bottom Kan, in Kan B, Ubao Matza Bel Yoina, V'loi Matza Betachtoina, and now you find birds in front of Kan A and nothing in by Kan B, so then also in that case, it's going to be Aser. Because Hanech Nam Yasiri, even in that case, we'll say it's Aser. Damrinin will assume, will be Chayshesh, that Hanech Azul Amo, that the birds from Kan A, where they were Masmin, they left. Vahanech Saruche Sarach Vesaliku. And these birds from Kan B, they actually went up. They climbed up and they went up and now they're by Kan A. So that's a bigger chiddush to assume that the birds would climb upwards. But even that, says Rava, even that we have to assume. Anytime you're mazmin one of them and now you're only finding birds in front of one Kan and not by the other, so always have to assume that these birds are ones that you were not mazmin and therefore it's going to be muksa. Then the Mishnah said, Vim ain sham elahein hare'elu mutarin. If you were mazmin birds in one Kan, and there are no other birds, and now you're not finding it exactly where you were mazmin them. Now they're in front of the Kan. But being that there are no other kin, there are no other birds, so then there's nothing to be chayshish for, and mamela the birds are going to be mutter. Says the Gemara Hechidami. What's exactly the case over here? If we're talking about birds that can fly, now the Rashba points out, now, Avada, we're not talking about birds that can mamish fly, because if they can mamish fly, so then to take them on Yontif is going to be a problem, is going to be an Isra of Tzeda. It's trapping. But rather, when the Gemara says that maybe we're talking about birds that can fly, it means they could fly a little bit. So says the Gemara, what's the case? If the birds can fly a little bit, so ikilameimar hanech azul alma. So then, what do you mean there are no other birds? If they could fly, so maybe they got out, maybe they went somewhere else. Vahani achrininu. And the birds that are here right now, maybe these are different birds that you weren't mazman and they're muksa. So elo bimedadin. Must be we're talking about birds that can't fly. Mamish not at all. All they could do is waddle. So says the Gemara, still, if they could waddle, if there's a Kan within 50 amos, which is the shear that a bird will waddle, if there's another Kan within 50 amos of this one, so maybe these ones, the ones that you were mazmin, maybe they waddled away to that other Kan, and the birds that are here now are different birds, so how are you allowed to use them? If these birds could waddle and there's another Kan within 50 amos, so you have to be chayshish l'chayra, that these birds waddle to the other Kan. And if there's no other Kan within 50 amis, so we're talking about waddling birds, and there's no Kan within 50 amis, so then pshita de mutarin. So then why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that? Then it's obvious that the birds are mutter. Damar mar ukvar bar chama, kol hamedade, all birds that can waddle, meaning that they could only waddle, so ein medade yaisen rechamishim amma, they only will waddle 50, up to 50 amis away. So again, so what's the chiddush in our Mishnah? If they could only waddle and there's no other Kan there, so then obviously if you find birds in front of the Kan you were mazmin, so then you can have them. They're not muksa. Otherwise, where did the birds that you were mazmin, where did they go? So says the Gemara, la'aylam di'ika Kan b'sei chamishim amma. We'll say that we're talking about where there is another Kan within 50 amis. Ukagoin, so then why are you allowed to even b'chlal eat them? L'chayr, you have to be chayshish, that maybe these birds, maybe they waddle to the other Kan. Ukagoin, the kaima b'keren zavis. It's 50 amis away, but it's not a straight path. It's around the corner. So ma'u detaimu, you might have thought to say, idadu de yidadu. You might have thought to say that still, maybe it waddled away. So kamash mon our Mishnah, then no, that if it's around the corner, it won't waddle even though it's within 50 amis. Kamash mon that kol hecha de medada, v'hadr chazi l'kine medada. Anytime it could waddle, and it could look back, and it could still see its original Kan, so then it will waddle away. V'loi loi medada. But if it can't see its original Kan, so then it's not going to waddle away. So normally this year is 50 amis, but even if it's less than 50 amis, if it's around the corner, so it can't see its original Kan, it's not going to waddle. And that's good for the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Meishami Oimrim in Neitlunes Ali Lekatzev Olav Basar. So we've mentioned this Mishnah before, now we'll explain it. Meishami says that a person's not allowed to take an Eli. An Eli was a kli that was used to crush wheat, so it's muksa. And so says Meishami, you're not allowed to take an Eli to use it as a chopping board, as a cutting board to cut up some meat. Ubeisilu matira. However, Beisil says that no, it's mutter. Beisil wasn't chayshish. You could use it. Letzarech kufa. You could use it to cut up the meat. Beishamay aimer may noisnin esar lefnei hadarsan. Beishamay says that if a person, let's say, yishechted an animal on yamtif, he doesn't want the skin, he doesn't want the ar to spoil. So now you're not allowed to be ma'abed it, you're not allowed to process and tan it on Yom Tif, that's an Isser, or on Shabbos, that's one of the malachas. But, So what a person would do if you can't be ma'abedit at the time, one of the eitzes that they had back in those times was that you would put it on the street and people could step on it. When they step on it, they harden it, and that makes it that it doesn't spoil. So now this person, he shechted this animal on Yom Tif, so now he wants to put the R on the street, he wants people to trample on it, to harden it, so that it doesn't spoil. Beishame says you're not allowed to. A nice thing R lufnei adarson, it's similar to Ibud, it's a darabanon. Beishame says you're not allowed to put the R, to put the R there on the ground, so that people should trample on it. V'lo yag biyanu, you're also not allowed to pick it up. Because it's muksa, it doesn't have any meat on it. Elam ken yeshimai kazayis basar. Unless it has some meat, it has a kazayis basar, so then you would be allowed to pick it up, because then it's not muksa. Beisil matirin, Beisil says it's always gonna be okay. We mentioned before that it's not, they held it's not muksa, they held it could be used as a chair. And we'll see later on the bottom of this amud that the reason why they allowed to put it in front of people to trample on it is because they were makel, even though it's true, it does, it looks like ibud. But Beisil figured that if we don't allow a person to do this, so then what's going to happen is a person's just not going to shecht his animal. A person has an animal to shecht on Yom Tov, he wants to have Simchas Yom Tov, he wants to have some meat. But if he knows that when he shechts it, the R is going to have to go into the garbage, he's not going to be able to save it, so then he's just not going to shecht, he won't have a Sudas Yom Tov. So we want the person to have Simchas Yom Tov, we want him to enjoy his Suda. So therefore Beis Hillel gave a kula, shecht the animal, enjoy your Suda, and then don't worry, we'll figure out what the R, you could put it in front of people to trample on it, and even though it's true, it looks like Ibud, but we'll be makel on that in order to make sure that the person shechts his animal to be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, now we mentioned in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take an Eli, and Beis Hillel says you are. So now says the Gemara, Tana, we learned that Veshavin Shem Kitev Alav Basar Sha'asa L'Tautalai. Even Beis Hillel agrees that once you cut the meat on the board, on the Eli, so now you're not allowed to move it anymore. You were allowed to move with the Tzarech Yom Tif to cut up the meat. Once you did that, so now you're not allowed to move it anymore. Now it goes back to being Muksa. It's actually the Taz asked the Kasha from this Gemara on the Ramah. The Ramah Niyardea and Hilchas Mila and Simon Reish Samach Vav Sif Beis, the Ramah says that even after the Mila, the Mayel is allowed to take the Mila knife, which is typically Muksa. It's used for Mila, which is Batsam, a Maisa Isser, and it's also Chesrin Kiss. And the Ramah says that even after the meal is over, even still, the Mayel is allowed to pick up the knife and he could take it and he could put it away somewhere. He could take the knife and he could put it away somewhere. So even after the Mila. So the Taz over there asked on the Ramah from Ar Gemara. You see from Ar Gemara that no, even Beis Hillel, who allows you to move the Eli and to take the Eli to cut meat on it, even Beis Hillel agrees that once you finish the cutting, so now you've used it for its tzarech, so now it becomes also l'tal t'loy. And therefore the Taz is chalik on the Ramo over there, and he says that no, you're not allowed to. The Shach gives a teretz, ayin sham. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Abaye, machlaikis be'eli. That the machlaikis, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, is specifically with regards to the Eli. However, Aval Batavra Garme, when it comes to a butcher's board, so it's actually a real cutting board, so then Divrei HaKol Mutter, everybody would agree, even Beis Shammai would agree, that it's Mutter to cut meat on this Tavra Garme. Ask the Gemara Pshita, L'chayr, that's Pashat, that it's, what would be wrong with using a cutting board? So it's, and more than that, says the Gemara, Pshita Eli Tanan. The Mishnah says that the Machlokes is about an Eli, so we can make the Diak ourselves, we don't need a Braisa to tell us that when it comes to the Tavra Garmi, Beis Shammai is Maida that it's Mutter. The Mishnah spoke specifically about an Eli which is a Kli Shem Lachti L'Isser. It's used for grinding, it's Chasrin Kisei, maybe also. And so that's where we have the Machlaikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But obviously a Tavra Garmi, so Beis Shammai would be Maida that it's Mutter. So says the Gemara two Terutzim. Terutz number one. Ma'udetema, without the Braisa, I could have thought to say that no, hu adin dafilu Tavra Garmi nami. I could have thought to say that Beis Shammai asers even a Tavra Garmi. V'hai dekatani Eli, that which the Mishnah spoke about in Eli, was a diacha koichan de Beis Hillel, dafilu davar shamlachti le'iser nami sharu. The Mishnah maybe should look about in Eli, just to show how far Beis Hillel goes, that Beis Hillel doesn't just allow a Tavra Garmi, they even allow an Eli. But really, Beis Shammai, who asers an Eli, also asers a Tavra Garmi. That's what I could have thought. Kamash Malan the Braiso. That no, Vishavin, that the Machlekes is Be'eli, but everybody agrees that the Tavra Garmi is Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Braiso, that even Beis Shammai agrees that a Tavra Garmi is Mutter. That's Teretz number one, for what the Chiddush of the Braiso is. Teretz number two, Ikad Amri, some say that Amar Abaye, lo nitzrucha ella afilu Tavra Garmi chadeti. The Braisa was coming to teach us that not just does Beis Shammai allow a Tavra Garmi, that Lecher is Pasha, that you can see from our Mishnah, the Machlekes is about an Eli, not a Tavra Garmi. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that not just is a Tavra Garmi Mutter, but even a new Tavra Garmi. Ma'u Detema, and you could have thought to say, that maybe no, maybe a Tavra Garmi which is new should be worse, because Mimlach V'loi Tavra Allah, Kamash Malon, I might have thought to say, that when it comes to a new cutting board, the new Tavra Garmi, so maybe Beis Shammai would answer it, maybe even Beis Hillel, but at least Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Shammai would answer it, because maybe you'll end up changing your mind, maybe you'll bring the butcher's board, you'll bring it to chop up the meat, and then you'll change your mind. You'll say, hey, it's new, I don't want it to break, you know, it's I just got it, I don't want it to break, and you're not going to use it, Kamash Malan the Braiso, and no, it's Mutter, we're not Chayshish, that you end up backing out. I remember I had a cousin when I was younger, he got a new pair of rollerblades. So he never opened it up. He didn't want to use it. He didn't want the rollerblades to ever get used. So he just never ended up opening it up. So as the Gemara, that's the Hafamina over here. I would have thought that by a new cutting board, so maybe the person, even though he's maybe an adult, but I guess he still has this type of mindset, maybe he's just never going to use it. Maybe he's going to back out. He's going to change his mind and not use it because he's going to say, I don't want it to break. But Kamash Bon, that we don't have that chashash. And therefore it's mutter. The problem would have been is that it's total shalol letzarech. Meaning if the person ends up backing out, it's total shalol letzarech, but kamash mon that we're not chayshish for that. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Says the Gemara, is that really true that we're not chayshish for that? Ubei shamei loy chayshi lamuche? Is Beis Shammai not chayshish that the person's gonna change his mind? Vatane, but we learned in the braisa. Beis Shammai aimrim. Beis Shammai said a few cases where we're chayshish, a person might change his mind. Number one, Eima lichin tabach v'sakin etzel behema. Number one, Beis Shammai said that you're not allowed to bring the butcher or the knife from far away. You're not allowed to bring them to the behema because maybe you're going to end up changing your mind. V'loi behema etzel tabach v'sakin. And also, if it's far away, you can't bring the behema to the butcher and to the knife because you might end up changing your mind. It's going to be a tircha shelo letzarich. So therefore, if they're far away, you can't bring them to each other. Beis Hillel aimrim, meilichin tzeh etzel zeh. Beis Hillel says you could, but Beis Shammai is chayshish, maybe you'll end up changing your mind. Beis Shammai Aimrim, another example. Beis Shammai Aimrim, in my lichen tavlin umadoich etzel madoicha. You're now to bring the spices, or the madoich, which is the kli used for grinding the spices, to the madoicha, which is another part of the kli used to grind the spices. V'loi madoicha etzel tavlin umadoich. And you also can't bring it the other way around, again, because of a chashash, maybe you'll end up changing your mind not to grind up the spices, and it'll be a tircha shol tzarech. Beis Hillel aimer meilichen. Zeitzel zeh. Beis Hillel is not chayshish. So Beis Hillel says that no, you could bring each one to each other. And then, so again, you see that Beis Shammai is chayshish in both of these cases, both by the behema and by the spices, he is chayish. They are chayish for a muche, that a person is going to change his mind. So how can we say now that by the new Tavra Garmi that Beis Shammai agrees that it's mutter, why isn't Beis Shammai chayshish for a muche, like they are by the spices and by the animal? So says the Gemara, chiyashto, it's not comparable. Bishlama behema atzila mulcha. My behema to bring it to the sheikhid or the sheikhid to the behema. So there I understand. It makes sense that Beis Shammai is chayshish for a mulcha. Da'amar, because the person, the owner might reason to himself, he might say to himself, that nishbachai behema kchusha umaisina behema achriti didashmeno. Know what, I'm looking at this animal, I'm getting another look, and it doesn't look like it's so fatty. Maybe I should go get a different animal. So therefore, there's a legitimate concern he's going to change his mind. And by the spices also, says the Gemara, by the spices also, kedei renami asu lamluche. When a person has his pot, he wants his dish that he wants to spice up. So there also, there's a legitimate concern he might change his mind. The Amar, he'll say to himself, that nishbach hai kedeira debayi tavlin, umaisina achriti deloi bayi tavlin. A person will say to himself, why should I spend time crushing up the spices and fixing up this pot that it needs spices? I have a different pot over there in the fridge or somewhere else that it's already all spiced up. So why should I spend my time doing this? I could spend more time in the base medrash. I could go learn. I'll take the other dish. So therefore, there's a legitimate concern. He might change his mind. But halcha, but over here by the cutting board, why would he change his mind? Mimlach voitavar, you're going to say that we should be chayshesh according to Beis Shammai, that he'll change his mind and not end up cutting the meat on the board? Kaven deshachta letvira kaima. He already shechted the behema. He needs to cut up the meat. So being that he needs to cut up the meat, so we're not chayshesh by the cutting board, that he's going to end up changing his mind. This is the cutting board he has. He needs to cut the meat, so therefore, we're not chayshesh that he's going to end up changing his mind. So again, so that's the second pshat. That's the chiddush of the braisa, that Beis Shammai is maida, even by a new cutting board, that it's mutter to use that on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara Vayter, Beis Shammai Oimrim, a nice nesa'ar, that you're not allowed to put the R in front of the people to trample on it. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, V'shavin shemolchon alav basar litzli. That even Beis Shammai has some sort of Eitza. Beis Shammai's Eitza is, as everybody agrees to, that you could take some of the meat. Again, you shechted this animal now on Yom Tov, so you have the meat, and you need to salt it. You need to salt the meat before you cook it. You need to get rid of the dam. So, and you have this R. The R technically needs salt, but that would be usr to salt the R on Yom Tov. So says the Braisa, what you could do is you have a chap. You could take the meat that needs to get salted, hold it on top of the R, and salt the meat on top of the R. And like that, that's going to be mutter. Shemolchen v'shavin, they agree. Shemolchen olav basar litzli. It's only going to be a minor amount of salt. So that's going to be okay. At least it will help a little bit. Amar Abaye says, leishanu alu litzli. That the heter is only to do this if you're doing it for the meat to roast it, because then it's a little bit of salt. In Hilchos Dam, in Hilchos Smalicha, you need more salt when you're gonna cook the meat than when you're roasting the meat. So Abaye says that the Braisa is specific. When it says you could roast the meat on it, you could take the meat and you could salt it for roasting, says Abaye, it's specifically for roasting. It's not for cooking, which would require more salt. That's already too much. That's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Litzli Tanan. That's obvious. The Braisa said for Tzli. So what's Abaye coming to add? He's just reiterating the point of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Hakamash Malon, Dafu Litzli Ka'en Kadeira Asa. From the Braisa, you might have thought to say that anytime you're planning on roasting the meat, now it's mutter, even if you're going to use a lot of salt. Abaye is coming to say, he's not coming to say, he's coming to say the amount of salt. He's coming to say that even though you're roasting it, but if you're roasting it and you put on salt as if you are cooking it, so then that's going to also be a problem, even though your plans are to roast. Says the Gemara, Vayter Tan Rabbanon, another halacha with ibud eichlim or it's not even eichlim, with ibud on Yom Tov. So again, this person, he shechted his behema on Yom Tov. And so now we spoke about the R, we spoke about the skin. There's other parts of the animal as well that are going to have its issues, and that's the chalavim. The fats, which are usher to eat, so it's not food. These fats are not usher to eat. They're usher to eat, so it's not food. But at the same time, it's not usher b'ana. You're allowed to get hana from it. So a person doesn't want the chalavim going to waste. So he has these forbidden fats that are forbidden in achila, and he wants to protect them. He wants to salt it. He wants to preserve it so that he could eat it later. So he could use it later, rather. So what could he do? Says the Braisa, you're not allowed to salt it. Ein malichin es achalavim. You're not allowed to salt it. And you're not even allowed to turn it over. That would also be some sort of eitzah to prevent it from spoiling. Would be to turn it over and over. That you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. However, Mishum Reb Yeshua Amru, Shaitchan Beruach Agabi Yesedes. He gave an eitzah. You could take the fat and you could spread it out over pegs on in the wind. And like that, it will prevent it. It will slow down the process. It won't get spoiled. And then you could deal with it after Yom Tov. Amr of Masna, Halacha Reb Yeshua. He said that the halacha is like Reb Yeshua, then it's mutter to spread it out on the pegs. Ika de Amri Amr of Masna, ain't halacha Reb Yeshua. Some have a version that Reb Masna said that the halacha is like the Tanakamas, like the Chachamim, not like Reb Yeshua. So says the Gemara, Bishlam alamand Amr halacha Reb Yeshua. It makes sense the version that Reb Masna paskin like Reb Yeshua. It's tricht, so then it was needed. Sakadai techamina yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, because I would have thought to say that the halacha is like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim, because yachid v'rabim always the halacha follows the rabbim. Kamash malan halacha kiyachid, and then it would be a chiddush that that's what Rav Masna rather was saying, that no, here the halacha is like the yachid. Elamanda Amar ain't halacha, but according to the man Amar, the Ramasna said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. So luchay Rabshita, luchay it's obvious. What was Ramasna coming to say? Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. We know that's always the klal. Anytime there's machlekes yachid v'rabim, the halacha is always like the rabim. So the Tanakama is the chachamim. So of course the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, man with the tema, I would have thought to say mistaver tamei de Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning is so good, and therefore the halacha should be like him. Now, why is Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning so good? Because if you don't allow him to spread the chalef, to spread the fats over the pegs, so mimna v'lo yishachet. So he's going to end up just not shechting the meat. And he's not going to be mekayim simchas yomtiv. He's going to say, if I shecht the meat, I'm going to end up losing out on the chalef. I'm going to incur too much of a loss, so I'm just rather not shecht it. He's not going to have simchas yomtiv. Kamash malon. So therefore, it's a chiddush that Rav Masna said that no, the halacha is like the chachamim. Because he could have thought that even though the halacha is always like the rabbim, but maybe here Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning is so good, so we should go like Rabbi Yeshua, kamash malon, that no, we're still going like the Tanakama. So it says the Gemara, Maishna mi'ar l'fnei adarsan, according to this second version, that the halacha is like the chachamim, that it's aser to spread out the fats, even though you might end up holding back and not doing the shechita. So why is that any different than spreading out the R in front of the tramplers? We had in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel allows you to take the R and put it in front of people when they're trampling on it. And his reasoning was, we mentioned that the reasoning is, and that's what you see from this Gemara, is because if not, if you don't allow the person to do that, he's going to end up not shechting the animal. And he's going to not be mekayim simchas yomtiv. So in order to encourage the person to shecht his animal to be mekayim simchas yomtiv, Beis Hillel gave a kula that will allow him to take the R afterwards and spread it out in front of people to trample on. So says the Gemara, why don't we also allow for this reason, this person to spread out the fats over the pegs? So says the Gemara, because hasam like muk chamilsa, because over there, at least it doesn't look as bad. By the R, when you put it down in front of people on the street, so it doesn't look as bad that you're doing it in order so that people should trample on it and prevent it from spoiling. And the reason is because it's chairs. You're basically putting out chairs for people to go sit on. So therefore, it doesn't look as bad. That's why there, we were comfortable to give a kula. But halacha, by the fats, if we give a heter, so then the person's going to say, hey, my time is sharuli rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan allow me to put the fats on top of the pegs? What is that accomplishing other than preserving it? It must be that they're allowing me to do it because I'm allowed to preserve the fats. I'm allowed to ensure that it doesn't spoil. So then the person is going to then say, well, mali l'mashtachinu, mali l'mimachinu. What's the difference if I just spread it out on top of the pegs or if I actually salt it? Now salting it would be an issa deraisa, but that's what the person will assume. Hey, if the Rabbanan are allowing me to do this, it must be its mutter to preserve the chalev, and he's going to end up salting it. So that's why by the chalev we don't give a heter, and by the R we were able to give a heter. Just a few more lines. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that meileach adam kama chaticha is baser bevas achas. That a person, he has meat, and he doesn't want to eat all the meat. He's not eating all of it, he's just eating some of it. So the halacha is that the meat that he's eating, for sure, he could salt it. He could salt it because he's eating it. The rest of the meat that he wants to preserve, so Shmuel said, anything that he could salt all in one shot, that could be salted. So if anyways you're taking one scoop of salt and you're going to throw it on the meat, so any meat that could get affected by that, that's great, that's fine. That's always the heter of being marbe b'shurin. So whatever you could do in one shot, that's okay. Even though you're only planning on eating one, still you could take extra salt and you could just do it all in one shot. Whatever you could cover it in one shot, so that's okay. Rav Ada bar Ava, he had a different etzah. He said, Ma'arim umalach garma garma. He used to say that, he used to take one of the pieces of meat from the animal he shechted, and used to salt it. Oh, I'm going to eat this piece. And then he had a harama, he had a little bit of a trick. Then he would say, actually, that piece looks better. And then he would take the second piece, and he would salt it. And then he would say, actually, I'm starting to think that that third piece looks even better. And then he would salt that piece, and by doing this, he would end up salting the whole animal. So there's machlekes rishainim. If there's a machlekes of Shmuel and Rav Ada over here, who holds of who doesn't hold of who, the way the Magid Mishnah, in Hilchos Yomtiv and Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, the way he learns Bedas the Rambam, is that Shmuel was matir dafka in his way. He did not allow Rav Ada bar Ava's harama. And Rav Ada was adding another heter. So Rav Ada holds of Shmuel, He holds that it would work also to do everything bevas achas. He was saying it's also mutter to be marim umalach garma garma. The Rashba though in Tshuvas and Chilek Aleph Siman Tafresh Pei Aleph. So the Rashba is clear that Rav Ad is being more machmer than Shmuel. That Shmuel allowed his Eitzah, he also allowed Rav Ad's Eitzah, and Rav Ad was coming to say that no, the heter of doing it all in one shot, that's not okay, because at Lamaisa everyone knows that you only need one piece of meat, so therefore that's worse. Because everyone sees that you're salting more pieces than what you actually need, Rav Ad Bar Ava was being more machmer, and he was gave a different Eitzah, that you do one piece at a time, and he held that Eitzah was actually better, and you could only use that Eitzah.